Welcome to episode 20 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your trusted source for comprehensive coverage and analysis of the latest immigration developments across Canada. In today's episode, we will delve into recent invitations issued by the City of Greater Sudbury under the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, examine the latest trends in permanent resident arrivals to Canada, and discuss the Yukon government's decision to temporarily pause certain applications for the Yukon Nominee Program. Sudbury invitations under Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot. On May 27, 2024, the City of Greater Sudbury held a new round of invitations through the limited stream of the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, or RNIP. In this draw, Sudbury considered six candidates, with the lowest scoring invited candidate achieving 155 points. All successful applicants possessed eligible occupations and offered wages exceeding $20 per hour. This year, the City of Greater Sudbury has extended a total of 456 invitations through the RNIP. Since the program's inception, Sudbury has recommended approximately 846 individuals for permanent residence under this pilot. Decrease in Canadian permanent resident arrivals. According to the latest data from IRCC, permanent resident arrivals to Canada continue to decline for the second consecutive month in March, following a peak in January. Specifically, immigration levels dropped by 11% in March, with 34,785 newcomers arriving, compared to 39,090 in February and 47,745 in January. Despite this recent dip, projections suggest that Canada is still on track to welcome 486,480 new permanent residents by the end of 2024, representing a 3.1% increase from the previous year. These figures align with Canada's 2024-2026 immigration levels plan, which aims to admit 485,000 newcomers in 2024, followed by 500,000 in both 2025 and 2026. Yukon Nominee Program pauses Whitehorse applications. The government of Yukon has announced a temporary pause in accepting Whitehorse-based applications for the Yukon Nominee Program. This measure is intended to streamline efforts and allocate resources towards processing the existing backlog of applications. However, the program will continue to accept nominations for candidates seeking to reside in rural Yukon communities outside of Whitehorse. The decision to suspend applications from the capital city is a proactive step to manage the current volume of submissions effectively. Between January 1 and May 6, 2024, the Yukon Nominee Program received an overwhelming 590 applications, of which only 107 had been processed as of May 6. This number exceeds the 430 nominee allocation set by IRCC for Yukon in 2024. By pausing new applications from Whitehorse, the government aims to minimize delays and expedite the processing of existing cases. The government of Yukon anticipates resuming acceptance of applications from Whitehorse employers in 2025. This concludes episode 20 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We appreciate your attention and interest in staying informed about the latest immigration policies, programs, and statistics across Canada. Join us for our next episode, where we will continue to provide comprehensive coverage and insightful analysis on Canadian immigration matters. Thank you for listening.